God bless everyone in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And today is the 16th of May, 2026. And as I was driving along, I just felt very inspired to share. I am so very thankful for this day and for this life that God has given me and given my husband and given my family. I'm so thankful for everything that God teaches us each day and how he encourages us. And God loves us like he really does love us. He is God. He is love. And he just wants us to have such an impact. He wants us to be blessed and built up in every situation and circumstance. And God has just been teaching me over the last couple of months to really rely on him, to really keep trusting him, no matter what we're faced with, no matter what circumstances or situations arise, that we just continue to lean on him, continue to live unto him and be directed. Because when we go to God and we give our heart to him, he talks and he speaks. It may not be audibly, but in your heart he will direct you, because you have the Spirit of God. You have the Spirit of the living God within you, and through that Spirit now God is able to really communicate with you and guide you and lead you and give you the inspiration and the vision that you need for your life. He's able to show you what doors to walk through and which doors to avoid, and he just continues to give us great encouragement as we're on our journey with him. But as we're on our journey with God, he wants us to have great impact. And wherever you are in the world, whatever you're doing, you can have great impact. Like, people need you. People in the world need you. They need your light. They need the good news that you're able to speak. They need you to be a witness so that people know that God's children are here and we're effective, and that signs, miracles and wonders follow us because we believe in God and the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe in God's promises and we speak those promises out daily, and we don't let nothing cloud our mind or distract us from the promises of God. And when we're in that place, in that position, we're really able to have great impact because we're not being distracted by the world. You know, in the scriptures it speaks about you can't have two masters, because you'll either love the one and deny the other. You know the scripture, and it's true. Like, we can't have two masters. One of them will have more attention than the other. So who is master in our life? Who is master in your life? And God desires for him to be master, well, the Lord Jesus Christ to be master, and that we put our heart and our trust and our mind and our focus and our love into God and him and his plan. Because walking with God is so easy, it's so smooth, it's so happy, it's so enjoyable. Like, there's, you never really know what to expect with God. And even though we expect great things, we know God gives great things all the time, but there's so many great opportunities that we just sometimes are shocked with what God does. Like, I sit back sometimes and I think, wow, God, just listening to you, just listening to your direction and following it and doing it, and then seeing the tangible results and the benefit that it has on me and my life, my health, my finances, and now the people around me. And God has been opening some great doors for me to help with my confidence and my boldness. I feel like God is showing me who he really is and what he's able to do, and there is nothing in my power, my will, my strength, my ability, is nothing by my works, but it's all by the grace of God. It's all by his grace, and his grace is sufficient for all of us. God is just so great in everything that he does. So when there's doors opening to us and we walk through them, it's just going to be easy, smooth, because God loves each and every one of us and he wants us to have great impact. And so me and Danny, we are getting prepared for our trip to America, the United States. We were invited by Vida Moore, a wonderful believer and a woman of God who lives in Atlanta, Georgia. And we're going to be there with her and many other people who God is inspired to be on this trip, and it's going to be a great time of fellowship, a great time of hearts being opened, people being healed and delivered, for us being strengthened and coming together to be like-minded, so that the unity of Christ, the unity of God, can continue, and that people can be delivered and set free, and people can be reconciled back to God because of our life and our witness and who God's called us to be, being bold and direct in this current time, you know, not having any fear or any worries. Like God says, like, fear not. We don't have to fear, we don't have to worry, even though worries are there, challenges are there, situations are there. God delivered us from that. God has already delivered us through Christ through those situations. And we're a blessed people. Like, we're really, really a blessed people. Children of God, seated on the right-hand side of God. His peace is everlasting. You know, his abundance, his joy, his hope, everything from God is everlasting. And he just wants us to give our whole heart to him, really live unto him, be obedient unto him, but not by works, you know, but by faith, knowing that God is directing our hearts, knowing God is opening the doors, knowing God is having the impact through us that he so desires. And I was reminded yesterday of a friend of mine who I haven't seen for a very long time. Becky, Rebecca Jancy, she actually seen her yesterday, and she was having a great conversation with her, and we got to do a little video, and it just, God just really showed me, like, why people are really lost. People are really lost in this world, and me and Danny and Becky and all of you, all of us who have God, all of us who are believers, we are strong and we are full of hope. Like, we're living a great life, even amongst the challenges, we're living a great life. We know our God, we know the Lord Jesus Christ, we know that we're saved to the day of redemption, we know his promises, and it gives us accessibility to live the best life, to not have burdens, to not have yokes, to not have distractions or discouragement, to not have health problems, but to really live in who God wants us, how God wants us to live and what he promises, right? And so I was reminded yesterday of how awesome life is, and that God needs us to be that witness. God needs us to be that light, and he wants us to just walk in the person he's called us to be, and to be bold in that, and to not hide our light under a bushel. So I was saying, me and Danny are preparing for our trip to America. So we'll meet with Vida and all the wonderful believers, and we're going to have a wonderful cruise around Eastern Caribbean. So we're going to go to St. June, St. Thomas, the Bahamas, and we fly actually into Miami. And then when we finish our cruise, we will leave Miami and we fly to South Carolina. And there we will be with the wonderful believers, Lawrence's leaders, that are from all over the United States, the ones that are really hungry for the things of God. Everyone's coming together and desiring the same purpose, the same vision, that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of truth, and people receive the sound doctrine and the sound teaching so that they can be set free and prepared for their future. Because that's what God wants us. He wants us prepared for our future, you know. He wants us prepared with him for our future, and not being a lack of understanding or not being tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. So we'll go to South Carolina, and Sakina Wiley, a wonderful woman of God, has planned this trip and organized this trip with God. God worked it in her heart last year, I believe, to for this trip and for the believers to come together and for Lawrence to travel over. And so everyone's going to be together, and it's going to be a great time of fellowship, being face to face and being of one accord, sharing the vision and the desires God puts in our heart, sharing the testimonies, listening to the vision and the direction God has for us together collectively, but also as an individual. So that when we leave and we go off back to our own areas and our own lives and where God has planted us, that we can have great impact, that people can be set on fire, that doors can be open, and that people can be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. And again, I was sharing, I've had some great open doors over the last couple of weeks. God has given me such opportunity to share his love, to witness and to minister healing. And it's not even been on my own strength. I'm not looking for it. I'm just living my life with God, but I'm ready at any point to speak when I know that it's right. And again, God has just been opening these doors, and it's him who builds his house. You know, it's God who does the labor, and it's God who does the work, and we get to be a great part of this life with him, with God, and have great impact and see people saved and come to the knowledge of truth, people's eyes open, people's ears open, people's hearts open, people's lives, prison doors being broken and chains being broken, and so much deliverance where people are saved and understanding who God is and the authority that they can have and the life that they can live. Because God is real. He is real. And he created the heavens and the universe. And he created you and me. And he created you and me in his image. And he wants us to know how special we are. And how important we are. And who we are. And the impact and the authority that we have. Just like David. You know, when he was a young boy, he had no fear of Goliath. No fear. He had no worries in his heart. Because he knew who his God was. And he knew his purpose. And he knew his calling. And at that time, it was only to be a shepherd boy, you know, before that. But then God started to build the vision and started to show him who he was. And that's what God's doing with us each and every day. He's building the vision within our heart, giving us confidence in who he's called us to be, so that we are not fearful of Goliath, or we're not fearful of situations, and that we can really be bold and confident, sharing and excited and just living this life really unto God. Because he knows everything. He's the greatest builder. He's the greatest architect. He's the greatest visionary. Through God's vision and God's confession, he created the whole heaven and the universe. He created me and you. How powerful is that? And now he's given us that same authority, that same ability. Christ in you. Like, really, Christ in you. And I'm just so very thankful for the up-and-coming trip. I'm so very thankful for every opportunity and every single day and every testimony. And I'm very thankful to be a child of God and to live this life. Like, this is the best life. And I feel sad. And when I look at people, especially people that were really close to me, that is not living this same life, that is not experiencing these same great and wonderful things. And so I get the opportunity to pray for these individuals, that God opens their heart, that God opens their ears, and that God directs them and leads them. But until that point, until God does that, you know, I can pray and I can continue to do what God puts in my heart to do, not focusing on where people are at or what people are doing, but really focusing on seeking first the kingdom of God, living unto him, doing what he puts in our heart to do. And so it's great. It's a great life. It's a great and wonderful life being a believer. And this year is the greatest year yet. I have to say, this year, financially, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, out of the last 6 years, it has to be one of the best so far, just because of the soft, still voice of God and how he educates and teaches and directs and leads and flourishes us. You know, we are planted by the fountain of living water. And in every season, we will flourish, we will grow, we will remain green and healthy, happy, because we are planted in fruitful ground. And it's just great. It's just really, really great. So pray for mine and Dana's upcoming trip. I'm definitely praying for everyone who is traveling and whose arrangements are being taken care of. I'm excited for the fun times ahead and being with everyone, and just excited to see what God's going to do. Just really excited. The anticipation is great, expecting. And I think, you know, if you were to write me a letter and you said, Amber, you have a letter coming, it's from me, I would be expecting that letter. When the post arrives, I would be like, oh, it's arrived, or it's not arrived yet. I'd be expecting that with anticipation. And that's what my relationship's like with God. I'm always expecting from him, always, always knowing that he's going to come through in every situation, no matter how big or how small, no matter how wide or how deep, you know, God will be there in every situation, and he knows the perfect answer in every situation. He has the perfect solution, and he knows where we should be at the right place at the right time so that he can have impact and bear fruit through us, so that the light of him can continue to shine bright in this world. Because the brighter we shine, the less darker it can be. And even though the world may seem dark and there may be many things going on, we're not a part of that. We are not a part of that. We are seated on the right-hand side of God. We have great authority. We have great power. And anything that's being operated in the world or in the systems of the world, we know where it comes from, and that's under our feet. So we speak with authority. We speak with boldness. We keep our confession unto wholeness, and we continue to do what God puts in our heart to do, without hesitation, without fear, with great boldness and confidence, because God, who created the heavens and the universe, is in you and with you. And when he is with us and in us, nothing or nobody can be against us. So have a really, really wonderful day. And whoever hearing this audio, if I get to see you soon, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you for that. And those that may hear it, who I may not, like, God has his perfect plan, and we're just walking in that. So God bless you, and have a wonderful day.